Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 5-Night of the Fan. Frank Cusimano with Martin Kilcoyne. We're here till 12 o'clock. Cardinals and Pirates in the rubber game of that series coming up here at about 12 o'clock at Busch Stadium. A sweltering day. Going to get up to about 97 degrees.
Last night watching Flaherty get the big hit. He's sitting there pitching great. Doesn't get any support. He had the RBI double that was probably foul. But we started talking at work about Bob Gibson as a hitter. So he looked it up. Do you remember, like, career average?
250?
206.
No.
But for a pitcher.
How many home runs? 12?
24.
Wow.
24 career homers for Bob Gibson. How many RBIs do you think he had in his career?
140.
144. Wow. Isn't that amazing? These guys now, what does Wainwright have? Probably about 7-8 home runs. I think Bumgarner's in that 9-10. It's pretty good. But 24 career homers. Bob Forrest was the best hitting pitcher that I remember.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see Gibson.
He just had power. Now, Wainwright really has turned into a great home run hitter. All-time record for pitchers, Wes Farrell, 38, Bob Lemon, 37, Warren Spahn, 35, Red Ruffing, 34, and Earl Wilson, 33. Speaking of Gibson, so I heard a great story yesterday about him. And this wasn't that long ago. This is when he was in his late 60s. Somebody cut him off while he was driving, and Gibson had to maneuver the car and ended up hitting his head on the dashboard. So he goes and races and follows this guy who goes into a store, and then Gibson parks behind him so the guy cannot get out. Guy comes out of the store, and Gibson said, "You remember me?" And then, boom. And he had to explain it to the police what happened, but he's Bob Gibson. It was in Omaha.
What happened today? Like, Jack Flaherty gets cut off in traffic and chases the guy down and punches him in the face.
It's our lead story.
Yeah. And do you know what Lou Brock calls Bob Gibson because of that moment? They call him the heavyweight champ.
Is there?
Yeah.
Every Bob Gibson story has a certain theme and a certain ending. I think I told you the story in Cooperstown when Whitey Herzog was going in to the Hall of Fame. And you've been up to Cooperstown. There's always an autograph signing somewhere. All these legends are in a room, and they're signing everything, and people are lined up. And it was our friend Dick Zitzman. And I said,
"Who is the best?"
I said, "You think Gibson would do a little something on Whitey?" He said, "Oh, let me go ask him." So the photographer stays back. I kind of walked over by the table, and I overhear the conversation where Dick says, "Hey, Martin's here. He's a good guy from St. Louis, Fox 2, and he's..." And Bob more or less says, "What the hell do I want to talk to him for? I'm not here to do interviews." Basically, it goes on, and plenty of expletives included, saying, "I'm going to waste my time. I'm here getting paid to sign autographs. No, I don't want to talk to whoever this guy is." So I kind of go back to the photographer, and Dick comes over and goes, "Yeah, he's good. Come on over." And I think he wasn't setting me up. He just knew how Bob was. And you got to let him rant a little bit, get it out. And then we got over. They said, "Hey, Bob, this is Martin. I was just telling you about." He's from St. Louis. "Hey, how are you? What's this about? Why?" And he did the interview. And I think Dick just knew how to handle him, that he was going to rant and rave a little bit and then just let it pass.
Dick is the absolute king. You know, in addition to Gibson, Brock, Stan, Red, he has other Hall of Famers like Ferguson Jenkins and like guys you have really no connection to St. Louis, but they've heard what Dick can do and just how amazing is it his job, and they just, "All right, you handle my affairs."
I don't know if, autographs are coming back into vogue or cards are back into vogue, but I've got a cousin. He just retired at the age of 56. He worked for the Department of Defense. He and his wife, they had kids when they were young. They're all out of the house. And he said one of the things he's doing now is he got back into collecting baseball cards and, like, trading them and what. And I don't know if there's a rebirth, because for a while it was huge business, right? The Honus Wagner was the famous one you get $1 million for.
Gretzky and Bruce McNall.
you and I have probably thrown away a few hundred thousand dollars worth of baseball cards. There's one buried in there. You know, you just have no idea.
Yeah, just think if you had the Mays, you know, rookie card or the Mantle rookie card. Just, boy.
And you don't even know it.
Yeah.
Monique's like, get rid of that stuff over there. I don't want to see your DeSmet letter jacket anymore. You're like, hold on. Somewhere deep down in there, there might be a Lou Gehrig.
Yeah. That's wild. Most home runs in a season by a pitcher. Wes Farrell hit 9 in 1 year. Drysdale hit 7 one season. Mike Hampton hit 7 home runs in one season? I didn't even know he was a hitter.
Yeah, was that around 2000, his heyday?
2001. That was a contract. I think they had him at...
Oh, that was Colorado.
Oh, he's in Colorado, yeah. To be fair.
Ferguson Jenkins hit 6. Gibson hit 5 one season. Remember the Hampton thing? He was close to signing with the Cardinals, and the Cardinals offered him over $100 million, I believe, and they had him at Tony's Restaurant. I think La Russa was involved at the time with Jocketty, and thank goodness that didn't work out.
They've had a lot of those. Came close, but thank goodness it didn't work out.
Well, Albert probably at the top.
Yeah, and Hayward didn't work out.
Oh, that would have been.
And Scherzer at the bottom, wanting to come.
That you
didn't have room for him. It's just that rotation.
Complicates things.
They were runner-up on Kevin Brown, I think.
Yeah.
Or in the top 2 or 3.
He was not a pleasant fella.
No. Frank and I always look back at these signings. If he had been here, how would it have affected us, to be fair? Another list, and this is, I was thinking about Mike Shannon. We're going to do a little thing with Tony La Russa this week about how the game has changed. And Van Slyke said it yesterday. That nobody argues anymore. Like, you don't, no umpires and managers get into it. That was sort of the fun when we were kids.
Yeah.
Who do you think is number one on the all-time ejection list?
Bobby Cox.
Bobby Cox is number one. Number two, real old school, and it's just been around forever.
Earl Weaver.
John McGraw. Earl Weaver is number 3.
What's Cox's number?
161.
Wow.
He should have gotten tossed one more time to make it a full season.
162. Yeah, you missed almost one season of games sitting in the clubhouse. Tony La Russa, by the way, 5th on the list.
Really?
The shocker is that Billy Martin is not in the top 15 of all-time ejections. I guess when he did it, they were memorable.
Yeah.
But on the list, Charlie Manuel, Clint Hurdle, and John Gibbons. Did John Gibbons? He must have been a real hothead because I don't think he managed a lot of games. Blue Jays, right? He might have been the guy who had the resume that was in question when they first hired him. Then they
he managed 11 years. How did he get tossed 52 times?
Yeah, I'm surprised he managed 11 years.
Wow.
Jim Leland's on the list. Joe Torre, Lou Piniella. There's another one. When he got tossed, it was always memorable. He had a certain flair.
But he got tossed once every 30 games. John Gibbons.
That's a pretty high ratio.
That's a lot. That's once a month, pretty much.
Bruce Bochy is on the list. He's 8th all time. Now, he's been around a long time, but I don't see him getting terribly mad. I mean, he's obviously a great manager with the World Series wins on the resume. Everybody likes Bruce Bochy. But have you ever gotten good sound bites from Bruce Bochy?
No.
So I can't picture him like really letting an umpire have it.
Guess how many times La Russa got tossed?
87.
Did I guess?
Well, I thought I had the list in front of me.
Yeah, he has the list.
It says 89 on Baseball Reference.
Oh, all right. This is for, minus Wikipedia.
How about a guy like Red?
Let's see.
I can't picture Red.
He had like a fishing date later that
day. Yeah. That's what Whitey would do. Yeah,
I'm gonna go all right, guess for Red. Serious
I'll
guesses.
Go 35.
25.
7.
Wow. Yeah,
that's about right.
How about Whitey?
I'm surprised he's not in the top 15. I picture him getting tossed a lot.
Okay, guesses for Whitey.
Well, it's less than 50, so 40.
25.
35. It is a part of the game, I would say, that's missed, don't you think?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And Schilt, a couple of times, When he's gotten tossed, he's gotten into it more than I would have guessed.
What do you think Matheny got in 7 years? Did he get seven times?
Yeah,
ten times?
More. Probably a couple times a year you just have to for your team's
probably
sake.
20 spirit ejections.
Spirit wow. ejections. Wow.
15.
Okay.
So zero in his last season as manager.
I think they pointed to that. We don't see you getting thrown out anymore. What happened?
I don't care.
All right.
And
well,
he's, by the way, he's still getting paid next year as well.
Yeah, 1.5. Talked to a guy in that business recently who said he's going to be the manager of the Royals next season.
We'll see. Everybody believes that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Apparently, he and Dayton Moore are real tight, the GM. And Dayton Moore admitted last year they were ahead of schedule in terms of being bad. Remember
yes,
last
that's
year?
True.
Last year he said we thought we'd be this bad next year. We're a little ahead of schedule.
They're 25 and a half games out. They're 34 and 62. Ahead of those Detroit Tigers, though. All right, we had a break for our final time. Missouri Homes, McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, is offering an incredible deal through the entire month of July during their red, white, and move sale. Buy a new McBride home in July. Receive $2,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. Celebrate the season with incredible savings on a new McBride home. McBride has over 40 communities throughout the metro area and over 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in. Homes to fit every lifestyle, designed with you in mind. McBride's red, white, and move sale is for July only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details. When we come back, Drew Locke having some issues with the Broncos. That story next.